Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 18th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stubbe.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration, which began in earnest today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration ahead of the 2018 elections.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, has started the biometric voter registration program in 63 districts around the country. The PVR is expected to create a new electronic voter's roll in preparation for next year's harmonized election.
President Robert Mugabe has already issued a proclamation under Section 36A requiring all people, even those who are already registered as voters, to register on the new voters' roll. This new roll will entirely replace the existing roll, which will no longer be used and will cease to be valid. The BVR is expected to go a gear up next month when the remaining 2,600 BVR kits are expected to arrive from China. ZEC has taken delivery of only 400 kits so far. But the opposition MDC is already challenging the registration exercise, saying ZEC is ill-prepared to conduct this exercise.
What are your views on this issue? If you want to join us right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Kulaba wasanda kusixhuma zulukandaba lamntu asixoxa ngakhona ukuthi abantu sebeqalisile ukubhalisa kuloko kuthiwa i-voters roll. Sizwile ke ukuthi kobulawa khona ngale kwenzakele namhlanje, kwenzakala ngeviki ephelileyo eHarare lapho kwakusungulwa khona uhlelo lolu. So ke egwanda khona ngale lakho sizwe kuthiwa luqalisile uhlelo lolu. Kuthi abantu bebebiselwa ngikhaya kuthiwa bezedinga lokho kuthiwa i-proof of residence. So asixoxeni size ukuthi siyangaphi ngodaba lolu ukuze sibe kwazi ukuthi nxa uvote usiyabhalisa wenzani. Kunjalo ke futhi.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nezvechirongwa chekunyoresa vavoti chatanga nasi. Asi bato rinopikisa remdc riri kuti harisi kufara nemaitirwo ari kuitwa chirongwa ichochi. Saka tichanzwa kubva kune munyori mukuru vebato irori vaDouglas Monzora kuti zviri kufamba wani asi vanhu vatanga kunyoresa kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Mishina yacho kana kuti maofisi acho ezek anenge anonoka kuvhura vamwe wavhura kuma 10 vamwe kuma 9 asi kune dzimwewo nzvimbo muHarare vari kunzwo vakurumidza vamwe vanga vachinzi vari kudzorerwawo kumba nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is MDCT Secretary General Mr. Douglas Monzora. Mr. Monzora, good evening.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzora, for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away. Of course, Mr. Monzora was in court today.
So what happened in court, Mr. Monzora? We are told that you are actually pursuing this matter in court concerning the voters' registration.
Yes, the matter was postponed to Thursday to enable President Mugabe's lawyers to prepare. In fact, when the message was saved at the president's offices, the receptionist refused to give their names. So the lawyer says she was unable to locate the papers. We are very, very patient. We appealed through our advocate, our counsel advocate, Martin Enga, that the matter could be postponed to Thursday because we are determined to see justice in this matter. We don't want to take anybody by surprise. We want justice to be done, and therefore we will call to allow the president to have time to consider this matter. The matter was postponed to Thursday, but we are saying to the people of Zimbabwe that although we are fighting this case in court, people must still go and raise that, even as of now. People must not wait for the outcome of the court case. People must not wait for the fights that are in court and outside court. People must go and register in those places where registration is taking place. We are going to court for five reasons. The first one is that there are no biometric voter registration kits. What happened is that only 400 out of 3,200 kits have...
I think maybe it's...
Hello, Mr. Monzora? I will try to call him back. But of course, he was talking about why they are challenging Zek and the president in court. I think we have our second guest, Gibbs. That is Mr. Fortune Mlalazi of the People's Democratic Party. Mr. Mlalazi, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Mlalazi, what is your take on this, what is happening now that, of course, ZEC has started this program, although some opposition parties are arguing that it is ill-prepared because it does not have all the required kits to embark on a nationwide voter registration exercise?
Yeah, if you would remember, this is not a new issue about ZEC. We have always maintained, even before 2013, that ZEC is pathetic. ZEC and ZANU-PF cannot run an election. They are always not prepared. But to a larger extent, we are then tempted to think that this is deliberate. For them, you know, a whole... A 90-something-year-old president announcing that you will have voter registration when they know very well that they've got around 400 kits that are inadequate for the people of Zimbabwe, and they announce that they want to register more than 7 million voters. So this is totally criminal, and it cannot be accepted. Unfortunately, we as the opposition, I think we are complacent. We... telling our supporters to go and register. I think a big action must be taken against ZEC. We have been patient for a long time. So this is criminal of ZEC, and this is deliberate, because how do you explain that, for instance, in Gweru, my grandmother, who is in Lower Gwelo, must travel 34 kilometers to go and register? It is unacceptable. Therefore, we as the People's Democratic Party view this as a criminal, if not a highly treasonous. So ZEC and ZANU-PF are deliberately playing their games again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs. I think Mr. Monzora is back. Mr. Monzora?
Sorry, I don't know what happened, but I do agree with the last speaker that the acts by ZEC show that it is not acting in good faith. Mm-hmm. There is an important machine where the data must be stored called the server. Mm-hmm. And we agreed as political parties and ZEC that these servers will be procured via a tender system. Up to now, we have no knowledge of those servers being procured. They have not been procured. So where is the information that is being taken being stored? Is it being stored in KG6? Is it being stored at CIO headquarters or what? The thing is that we needed to agree with ZEC on the more than 10,000 voter registration centers. Right now, it is published 63 out of more than 10,000. That's where the criminality that the gentleman was talking about comes from. This is cheating the people of Zimbabwe. It said that we all know that there is a program where people are being given documents, and this program affects certain communities more than others. We all know the problem of documentation in Matabeleland South, Matabeleland North, and the lower areas because of the history, because of the Bukurahundi. So the people are still not yet getting the ID cards, have not procured the identity cards, and voter registration kicks off. So this is unfair. What we are saying is that the rules of the game must allow for fairness, must allow for transparency. And we have seen the documents from ZEC where they are obviously lying, that they have procured a server via a transparent system. They have not done such a thing because I sit in a committee called the High Level Platform, which is a committee of political parties and ZEC. And ZEC has been telling us and promising us these things. We agreed with ZEC that voter registration must start in October when everything is in place.
But the last time I talked to Justice Makarau, the ZEC chairperson, she was saying that the servers they have, but they are being assisted by the United Nations to merely upgrade them.
Well, what is important is that the server must be procured in a certain way. Mm-hmm. It must be secured, bought in a certain way. And we agreed that the server will be bought through a tender system by the United Nations. Mm-hmm. This, to our knowledge, has not happened. She talks of a server that she has. Where did she get it from? And we want to see where are the tender documents, where is the advertisement for those servers. Zimbabweans who are able to supply or other business people who are able to supply those tenders, those things are waiting for the tender. Why was it procured, if it was procured, in such a clandestine manner? Political parties must have been told and must have been allowed to inspect the server. Make sure that the server is not preloaded with information. That was not done, and it is criminal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Just one line before anything else, Mr. Monzora. Do you trust the courts? You know, you still remember that you've got several court cases that you actually sent to the courts following elections. I think it was 2008 and maybe 2013 again. But do you trust the courts right now that they are going to make some kind of good ruling in your favor?
Whether we trust the courts or not, we shall keep on knocking at their doors. They are going to have to dispense justice. The fact that the courts have been unjust in the past, they've been unfair in the past, is no good excuse why we not keep on testing them. So we are not only doing the courts. We are going to the courts. We will go into the streets. We have, in sometimes, pursued dialogue with ZEC. But we see that we are dealing with an organization that is an extension of the executive. Although Justice Makarau always wants to say that they are independent, they are not independent. They are controlled by the executive. And what they've just done shows that Justice Makarau knows that ZEC is not ready. Everybody who has sat in that committee knows that ZEC is not yet ready. And she has now gone along with the proclamation by the president because it's coming from ZANU-PF. And that's unfair.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manzora. Sister Tege Ubaba Unkomo, Osetkongwane. Baba Unkomo, Ujan.
Yeah,
I'm Bichan. Posako, Baba Konamasis.
Yes, yeah, it's a register voter. We have not registered in 1980. Abantabaneng have registered in 1980. Abantabaneng have voted in 1980. Abantabaneng have been alama IT in 1980. Ama opposition kufuze ekunanzelele khona lokho. And it's telling last of my opposition, no matter bangenile ku college nabanye abangenanga. Sicela lapho kuyabe kufide khona i-opposition. Ama opposition party engafili noma matter awakho ku coalition besupportane kuphela ukwenzela ukuthi sikhuphe izanu. Izanu ngo-1980 ibingekho, ngizokhulumela ke emvela khona, ibingekho esigabeni sakithi ngo-1980 sivota. Sibone ngo-83 zobulala abantu ngokugrawundi. Bese ngicebisa abantu bakithi, especially ezigabeni zakithi, asisebenzi singabayanga, kasilalutho. Abantwana bayahlupheka, abaningi sebeluphele ngotshwala emakhaya, emareserva, umsebenzi. Abanye sebelama-40, abalama-40 namhlanje ke besebenze if bengazange bahlakanipha. Ma une-40 years ungaza kusebenze anze umbuso wezanu okwakho bhabhayi lindukufa sokuphelile. Ngicela bebe ama-opposition ebe careful. Ethathe iinumba zabantu abangaphiwa ngama-ID izanu, labangarejistanga, ababise bebe-rejecta for no reason, abantu bengabeZimbabwe. Becompile inumba le kwenzela ukuthi mathi isirigile lento esiyiphethe on paper ukuthi sile numba engaka erejectwe ngamasibomo, ngoba bazofaka lapho abakwazi khona ukuthi izanu iyarobha abantu, ifake ukudla, ifake okuyisigqoko, kulaba abakugqokayo, bese bevota bevotela isigqoko, bekhohlwa ukuthi isigqoko lezana somali angake belalekiso. Into ezaba zilamapikitha njeabantu abangasinedinga lutho ababulala abantu ezigabeni zakithi. Yife futhi abantu bakithi ngiba-advise ngakho, abasebenzi bayahlupheka. Lalibona abathi basimele from 1980, I'm very sorry, bantu bemathebelele ndimidland, nimele into ezingekhoyo phambi kwenu. Yisikhathi sokuthi lihloniphele abanye abantu ababulawa izanu ngo-1983 ngegugrondo, sifakele i-curfew, sibizwa ama-distance, ukuthi wayesingasapoti izanu, ukuthi sivote out uMonzoro umtshele lapho yena le nto engiyitshoyo. Nemeke shu ukuthi abantu abangavotanga babhalwa phansi, abanganikezwanga ama-ID, especially abantwana ababulawa igugrawundi ngo-1983 ezanu 50 brigade. Omunye wayisurvivayo nge-inki. Ngiyayazi la ngamangqaba wonke ngiyakwazi. Abantu bakithi asilalida, umuntu okuzanu vela ngimbala ukuthi kumele isigaba sakithi baba. Lama abanye siyababona bagcina udabengwa lapho. Udabengwa u-right ngoba watrayina.
Inkomo.
Ele kakuphumputhwa nesipoti siyakwazi ukuthi udabengowalo. Ngibona abanye bamblema abasithengisayo njengento ezingekhoyo.
Inkomo baba.
Ukuthi udabengwa ebotshiwe. So ba-advise ukuthi bengafelithi lapho kulama-opposition khona. And becompile ama-number. Abantu abangarejistanga abangala ama-ID mathi siyakombeza.
Yes, esizwile baba Nkomo, siyabonga kakhulu Nkomo, siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, sibongela kakhulu lo ngubaba Nkomo. So you were saying that the opposition should actually take the you know, take down notes. Whenever somebody walks into a registration center, if that person is turned away, take down the notes and say because of this and that. And those that have no IDs, he says this will help when it comes to the election proper. Yes.
Mr. Mlalazi, you seem not to be a fan of this court case. What should be done? What should the opposition do? You are a member of the PDP yourself. What is the way forward?
Okay. Probably where I should start is to advise those of our friends like Monzora that Rita Makarau, Joyce Kazembe, and other commissioners are criminals and they must go.
Mr. Mlalazi, we wouldn't want to call people names. I think we might agree to disagree, but if they are not here to defend themselves, I think let's just stick to facts and not attack anybody. Thank you so much.
Yeah, probably the reason why we are saying so is that people's lives have been stolen. People's elections have been stolen. Hence, we are taking such a stand. But however, I was still trying to say we need to advise those that have sat with those people and agreed on certain processes that you cannot sit with those individuals and agree on anything because they are not a straight people that will give you a proper a process in terms of election. Therefore, what we need to do, we have come to a point where we need to confront ZEC head on. There are no two ways about it. Either we confront them or they are removed. then we can have a credible election in Zimbabwe, an election that will not be contested, an election where losers will accept. And in this case, losers such as ZANU-PF will be beaten hands down and accept. But that will not happen as long as we have those individuals that we call commissioners that are at ZEC, that we know clearly that are ZANU-PF members. As long as we have staff members that are there at ZEC, whom we know that they are coming from the president's office. So those are the things that we need to set out before we even talk about the election date. We need to clean ZEC, and it must be an institution that is independent and credible.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Monzora, what will be your response to that?
Well, I agree with him. I agree with him that...
Unfortunately, we got cut off. Asit nemwe muterere ari kubindura. To we'll try to connect with Mr. Monzora again. Tina vamakuni. Vamakuni magadi.
Tirinani magadi zenyiko.
Aiwa, tirinani. Mukati uzuri zanga zifamba sie kubindura. Maya yedza ere kuenda kunonyoresa.
Inindu ndofunga kaviri ndichaenda. But as long as it is in a battle, no zizek. Kuchunga miri rasarbo mnyika ine, ma results acho they are obvious. Because ZEC has been on the forefront of my elections is ichingobirira my elections. ZEC mwana weZANU-PF. It's known kuti mwana weZANU-PF. Saka munobungoti chii chinochinja ipapa. Kuregister tino register. Mruona yezu nezi kuhivitu anonzi ma interface rare haya. Atina kana agenda ye youth. But mpapo paru kuzikano wafana iwa wandova nishitupa ze plastic. Paka ita contradiction na RG, Register General RGD, nishitupa ze simbi, azizo indirana ne BVR and so on. Mushuwa kuvota, mchazo ondwa otu ze simba azivote. Ma yuta ameje plastic ndo akuita si ndo akuita zvita zvonzi mishina yatinayo yaramba kutambira zvitupa zvesimbi saka pane chitsotsi chakanyanya kuwandisa. You can never trust mwana wenyoka inyoka. Akakuruma mwana wenyoka unotongofa. Hazvina basa kuti warumwa ne king cobra, but mwana we king cobra, mwana we king cobra. I have never failed to trust. Yes, yes, Mugatarta, the Rita Makarau is actually a relative here present when he came. And you trust him here, but I had my elections, Mugatarta, the pastors of Buddha, free and fair elections. It's almost nonsense. I'm not no Buddha.
I want to not end as Kuruwa Makuni, Nekupinda Mchurongwa Chedu.
That's it.
Okay. Manzwa from Makuni is actually saying that he does not trust that ZEC will run a credible election, and then he also claims that Makarau is related to President Muga. I don't know about that. I don't know. Gibbs.
Yeah, so Swanag is slow nonzanulunga. The slow babulunga babalunga unjan. I'm pretty cool unjan gonabukon.
Hai, ngapako right, wana makaza biya bande.
Ye, akucho babalunga. Nanku ke, upalisi kuvota, abanye bakhotshwa, abanye sebesiya emakhoti kwemthetho wandaba. Besithi koloko kwenziwa iZEC kungani, akukondanga. Wena ume ngapi la?
Ya, akusho ukuthi lapha inkinga ekhona, ikulana kuma-proof of residence. Uthole ukuthi mabe othi abantu abaze nama-proof of residence ukuyabhalisa ukuvota. Abantu abafana nabantu abahleli emakhaya le emagusini nje ekudeni nje ungana la ungathola khona ukuthi ubhalelwa ngumuntu incwadi ngibe ngomshini mhlawumbe baze wathatha la ma-proof of residence. And ma uyibhekisisa nje indaba yakhona, ukuze uthole isithupha kufanele kube nobufakazi bokuthi ungowangazi, ube nabantu abakufakazelayo ukuthi ungumuntu owendaweni ethile esiyamazi mhlawumbe esebhuku esendaweni ethile. Leyanto ngiyakhola ukuthi uma kuyiwa ngathi kuma kuyokuyoregister laphana igama lakho liyaphuma lapha kumakhompyutha ukuthi vele umuntu wendaweni ethile. So bahlelwa yini ukuthi bethathele khona lapho nje kulokho abakuthola kukhompyutha than ukuthi bethi bona umuntu ufaneleke ebe le proof of residence yalawo ehlala khona. Maye singathi nje silinganise ngokuthi ugcekeze kumbe uwone something. Kutholakale nje imininingwane yakho noma ama-fingerprints ukuthi ugcekeze kwabulawayo ungowasemakhaya angibona ukuthi sabazimba ukuthi bangaziboni mangabe kufanele kubona bazokubamba kuphela belandelela imininingwane yakho wayibhalisa kulomuntu isitati lapho wacala khona nje ukuthi uyothatha i-birth certificate wabhaliswa sibani bani nabo sibani bani esigabeni esithile. So lana ngibona ngathi yindlela nje iyoku-reject abanye nabanye nje kuyabe kusazakala ukuthi mhlawumbe ngeke bevotele iqembu elibuzayo. And then sizozalana kuma-opposition. Ama-opposition ayikuthi nje iningi lawo nje sizwazabe kuphuma lapha emsakazweni. Selokhu-ke kukhala ngokuthi sifuna ukuthi sikhiphe izano yembusweni. Sifuna ukuthi izano embusweni singene embusweni. But abanikeza abantu i-strategy sabo sokuthi laba yongena khona embusweni bazobenzelana abantu. Banjalo bazobasiza kanjani abantu ngoba siyazi kuve izano kudalisa embusweni. So inokwazi iyakwazi ukuthi nayo ithembisa abantu ukuthi sizalulekela imisebenzi abantu nabevumisa uma bebona nje ukuthi kuthanda ukuba nzima. Manje baya ngoku-opposa nje kuphela ba-opposa baphikisa bayangabi lina ngale but abazi nendlela yokutshela abantu ukuthi sizokwenyezelani uma sesingene embusweni. Yayibona indaba and nale eyokugula kwama-leaders nje oyi-2 ngibona ngathi isithanda ukuba nenkinga manje sikhombisa nje ukusobala ukuthi abantu laba vele bona ngabantu abafuna ukuyihlalela nje ezikhundleni ngaphandle ukuthi beshare nama-deputy abo ngoba kumanje uMorgan Tsvangirai lokuthi uyagula ukhona lana waye engabambisi i-deputy yakhe isali imbambele ngale than uthi isize lokuthi uyakhuluma unje uyagula unje bayacomplaina ukuthi abantu bayakhuluma kanje ngaye but siyambona indlela avela ngayo nje ethombeni ukuthi yena usentekedele nje angibona ukuthi usangamuntu angakhokhele nje lizwi nje ngokugcwele. Like umongameli wethu-ke siyambona nje naye vele neminyaka seyihambile nje for ukuthi nje ngaphandle kokugula nje vele ngibona ngathi akasenawo amanzi ukuthi angaphatheli izinto kuya phambili.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke
ngibona ukuthi angashare naye nama-deputy akhe mhlawumbe ke siqhubekele phambili la eshiye khona.
Hayi yes, siyabonga Mnumzana Luka ongadinelwa kusasa ba.
Yebo baba, ngibongile.
Yeah, that is Mr. Lunga. He's talking a lot about, you know, the proof of residence demand. He says it's just unnecessary. It's going to impact a lot of potential voters. And he says there's a lot of vote buying that is done by the ruling party. At the same time, opposition parties do not have something like a selling point for what maybe they're going to do for the people when they get into power. You know, they have nothing, according to him. And he says what is worrying mostly is we have two leaders that are ill right now. He says Morgan Tsvangirai and President Mugabe. He says, so at the end of the day, these two are not even eligible in terms of, you know, getting voted for. Because the other one is old, and the other one is sick. So why should you vote for such people? That's his opinion there.
Let's go to what some of our people following us on VOA, Shona, our page, are saying there. We have Tendai Stole, who says, I'm watching from South Africa. Thank you, Tendai. We have Precious Zwabva, who says, watching from Gaborone, Botswana. Spiwe Luka, also watching from South Africa. Then Joseph Majamuse, who says, going to an election, it is merely legitimizing ZANU-PF's rule as they will steal and find a way to cheat. I'm disappointed with SADC. I'm in West Africa and ECOWAS is very proactive in the region. Then we have Felix Foxy Jose who says that's the game of ZANU-PF. Nicholas Chitatu anoti taneta nekudzvinyirirwa taneta tanzwa tayuwira tiri kubirwa mavote takahwina kare nyika ndeyedu takangosungwa nevapambi pfumi. And then Morgan Chizemo says please call me. We'll try to call you, Morgan. I think Mr. Monzora is back. Mr. Monzora?
Thank you very much. I suspect I'm a victim of cybercrime.
Indeed. We are going to introduce a bill to make sure that no one interrupts your phone.
Yes.
Right. I think you were responding to Mr. Mlala's allegation that Zek is not credible And of course, many are saying you don't have to trust that it will run a credible election. Zimbabwe might end up being another Kenya where elections are disputed.
Yes, that is not credible. It has lost the for impartiality. The test of impartiality, it has failed it. But I want to say that while Ms. Mlalazi may be right that we shouldn't go to court, he must tell us what else we should do. I think we should do what is called political triangulation, where we will do all the methods. If he asks us to go to the street, we go to the street, we go to the court as well. We shall not donate a forum to ZANU-PF. We shall not say these forums are unfair, and therefore we won't go. We will have to go and keep on knocking. And if we keep on knocking, we will one day succeed. I just want to answer to the general talk about 1980. Mm-hmm. The distinction between 1980 and now is that the 1980 elections were not conducted by Smith's ZEC or Mzorewa's ZEC. They were conducted by an independent international body. Right now, is that which is extremely militarized. Then I want to go to the comment about Tsvangirai and Mugabe being the same. Tsvangirai and Mugabe has one distinct difference. One is old and the other is not. One has ruined the country and the other one has not. And it is not if somebody falls ill, that's not disqualification of running the country. One of the best statesmen on this earth ran his country when he had prostate cancer, and that was Nelson Mandela. So the fact that somebody has an illness, has a condition which they are honest enough to disclose, means that they are honest to the people of Zimbabwe and must be entrusted with the people's lives and the people's vote. So Morgan Tsvangirai is coming back. He is ready to lead Zimbabwe, and we are happy about our friends in the opposition. Right now, six political parties have joined in the court action that took place today. They want to be part of the court action, and we are happy about that solidarity. Those political parties who see things differently but who want us to fight the system are welcome to come with their ideas. And we are very, very happy. We agree with the PDP. That is, ZEC is not credible. And that's why we wrote to Mugabe to say ZEC must be disbanded and it must be replaced by a SADC and AU election management body. So that we are in agreement on that. But we are not in agreement to say we should not fight in the court. We should fight in every possible forum until we remove these people.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzora. Of course, the Americans have a saying that you can walk and chew gum at the same time. That's what you are preferring to do. Let's go to Mr. Mchema. Makadiva Mchema. Mumemteriredwa Mchema muripo here?
Or maybe you can go to Mlalazi, then I'll tell the caller. You can go to Mlalazi.
Okay, Mr. Mlalazi, you want to react to that?
Yes. I agree with Mr. Monzora on some of the things that he's saying. Like I said, that I was advising people like Monzora, who still have the energy to engage ZEC, that you cannot legitimize a fraud. The more you engage them, the more they think they are legitimate. So I think we need to get to a point now that we must leave ZEC and engage them politically. Obviously, they are a political organization. They have shown us those colors, so that is what we need. And at this stage, in terms of the way forward, some of us strongly believe that SADC must step in, and the AU also must step in, because Zimbabwe has always been on an agenda for SADC for a long time, for wrong reasons. If they do so, if they step in, it will then help us to create the Zimbabwe we want, to create the Zimbabwe that we know. It can only go on SADC's agenda for good reason at a later stage when they have sorted out this mess, unless if they do not want. But at this stage, I think we need SADC and AU to step in so that we can move forward as a country, so that we can save our people, so that we can stop talking about the issues of leaders that are ill or leaders that are sick, so that our leaders can attend, can be attended in our hospital, so that our people also in Mzarabani can go to Parenya, or can go to any other hospital and be attended there. But as long as we do not sort out ZEC politically, or we do not sort out our country politically, we will always have these problems. Therefore, we need to stand up, and SADC must listen to us, AU must listen to us, if they want to solve problems. And let us remember that if they do not sort out these problems in Zimbabwe, they will affect Botswana, they will affect South Africa. So we definitely need them to step in as a body that is responsible. And we as Zimbabweans also must play our role in terms of political engagement. Obviously, like I'm saying, these engagements on the table do not work, will not work. ZEC has shown his true colors by now, we must be knowing. So we need to move forward rather than going backwards with ZEC.
Thank you so much. We have a statement from the Election Resource Center, which was monitoring what was happening in conjunction with some of its partners. Time of opening, their statement is saying ZEC announced that voter registration centers in the 63 districts shall open between 8 a.m. and 4:45 hours. Reports received by the ERC indicate that some polling stations, such as Remembrance Complex in Harare, opened on time, while others opened late, with Gain Supermarket in Lupane and Mashingo District Administrator's Office opened at 9 a.m. and 10 p.m. Respectively. On the speed and rate of registration, they are saying, according to reports received by the ERC from various voter registration centers, it took an average of 20 minutes per person. This is contrary to the 4 minutes per registrant that was assured by the Zimbabwe Election Commission during stakeholder engagements. And they are saying of note was the case of ZANU-PF national spokesperson Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo, who took above 18 minutes to register as the fingerprint scanner could not read some of his fingerprints. Interesting. Turned away potential registrants between 8 a.m. and 12:40 hours. The ERC witnessed 5 people being turned away at Remembrance Complex in Harare for failure to produce proof of residence. Further, the absence of a commissioner of oath at some of the voter registration centers exacerbated the situation as turned away potential registrants had to look for a commissioner of oath somewhere else who charges $1 for an affidavit. And then in Mashingo, they are saying there was no commissioner of oaths on site, while in Harare, the commissioner left the registration center early. Voter registration centers, locations and directions. The ERC noted that some registration centers are either too far from the citizens they are supposed to serve. Of note is the registration centers for Sanyati in Mashonaland West Province, which is located in Kadoma, more than 70 kilometers away. These are some of the things that the organizations that are monitoring elections are saying, and they are also saying in Lupane, the voter registration centers is at Gain Supermarket, not stand number 246 Multipurpose Hall, Kusile Road, District Council Offices, Lupane, as advertised by ZEC.
Yes.
That was misleading. Tinemwe mtereri, vamchemo, magadi vamchemo.
I still mchemo ngangako.
Vamchemo?
Umchemo ngazani gakho.
Abasizina. Yeah. All right, Gibbs.
Sizomnumzana umehluleli. Mehluleli kunjani?
Ngizikona baba njani?
Yes, phela kakhulu. So uthi sikubambise kakhulu. So akusitshele wena uzwa kutwana ngodaba lolu.
Sina ubona nje ukuthi amazimba zonke nje yizivuma la.
Yenza so baba, yenza so. Sicela usondele, sicela usondele efonini. Ungayifaka ku speaker phone, sondele sibili bambe kuhle.
Okay, sokuzwakala
kahle. Kakhulu, kakhulu. Yey, qhubeka.
Ngithi senziwe izilima lapha indlela abayiplane ngayo abezani PF lezeki. Ukuthi bazabisa imali okuzeni imchini eshotayo ukuthi abantu berejiste. Bayabekwazi ukuthi lapho ezaba khona iyabi cover ama-supporters ayo ezani PF. So mbona ngani into eyenzakalayo lapha senziwe izilima nje izani PF. Akula lapho ukuza ukhetho lolu nje izani PF izaziwinela nje ekusegcekeni.
So ubona zani ikukurika kwangikhona lokho okujala ukucathangelwa
ya lokhu ku-obvious lokhu babadube lokhu bakulo kunye izani PF sisiziwinele nje singaqali ukuvota.
So manje kwenziweni anto yabona ukuthi lapha-ke umnumzana uMonzola labanye bakhe sebehambisa udaba lolu kwemthethwandaba ubona nto kuyaphumani khona
vele iminyaka yonke sihleli kudlalwa ngemthethwandaba but akula nto ephumelelayo
phokuthiwe
ephumelelayo umgabe lwana sizamhloniphe sezingene ebhokisini kefe abantu lokhu esimhloniphe amazimbabweni zasukume ekhanya ukuthi afuna ukukorrecte something ezimbabwe
nxa usithi asukumeayiregister phela
no nizama ukuthi asizame lathi ukuthi siyafuna ukuthi ku-change ukuthi kufuneka i-change ezimbabwe nxa lokhu sikhuluma ngemthethwandaba siyelelale at the end izanu p f iyabusa emthethwandaba kakusoze sicontrol lutho izeki under izanu p f akula nto ezahamba kahle ama-zimbabweans let's fight for i-freedom
njani
let's fight like bona otunisi o-egypt benzani olokhu zeni ilibya yenzani asizame lathi amazimbabweans ukuthi kuchange lapho esiya khona
ukuthi
sifuna ukuthi ilizwe libe njani
hayi ke siyakuzwa ke mnumzana
ngomlomo nje langemthethwandaba kula lapho esiyawina khona
kodwa thina sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu bengadubulani phela nitsho kona esikutshona
hayi ngiyakuzwa ngiyakuzwa but okusalayo ukuthi izanu p f izabe ilokhu isicontrol ilokhu isidlalisa nje njengama-tennis ball lokhu isibhampisa isibhampisa isibhampisa
pol izabhamba kuze kuthini
hayi mhlawumbe umgabe efile maybe kulabo ungaba lesomething ekhanya as long ephila yena nothing ezachaza
hayi mnumzana mehluleli mbongile kakhulu baba
hayi siyabonga baba
yeah so that was Mr. Mehluleli and he's saying that you know this is a great plan by Zek and Zanu PF they want to bring just a few machines so that they can only register their own people and they know where they're registering people that maybe most of their supporters are in those locations. So he says, you know, it's high time Zimbabwe should stand up, really. And maybe make some public protests and all those kind of things. He says that matters most other than going to the courts and all those kind of things. And he says, Zimbabweans, please stand up, according to him. Yeah.
Let's go to Mr. Monzora. Is he on the line?
Yes, I'm back on the line.
You heard what... the ERC observed. What is your take on all that?
We totally agree with that. In fact, in Masvingo, the ZEC said, the machine said there is no Ward 7. When Ward 7 has existed since 1980 in Masvingo. So, one, it's that the ZEC officials are ill-prepared. It took me 30 minutes to get registered. It took President Mugabe quite a lot of time to get registered. It has taken Simon 18 minutes to be registered, whereas these machines are designed to register a person every 4 minutes. So these people are taking 400% of the time that is earmarked for that in order to do the job. That shows that they are not trained because they are taking border gazes. The youth officers, these are the people who are being taken. We have received reports that some teachers were returned from Dare, from Rusabe. The ZEC officials don't want teachers, they want border gazes instead. We want this to be a transparent exercise. We want this to be a fair exercise. It is incredibly important for Zimbabwe to have a free and fair election. It means investors will come. It means our poverty will go. But if we have these elections which are mafia type, then we are heading nowhere. We agree totally with the report. It is very accurate. And we have received similar reports as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Mlalazi, sike sithaye ngesintu sibili. Nxa ukuthi enkundleni kulo Nompembe, uNompembe phinde futhi enguye odlala ibhora, njalo enguye ongogoalkeeper, engumgadli konke lokhu, kambe ubonani kungaphumani? Phela asikho khonokhu okwenzeka ukuthi bayilokhu lalokhu lalokhu. So ke manje libonani zani kungaphumelela yini ukuthi bayenze khonokhu kuthiwa yi-transparent process?
Hayi, khona eqinisweni akulanto ezaphuma. Ngikhumbula komnye umnyaka kule indoda ethiwa nguPaul Swela yake yathi madoda asi sukumenini omama babopha amarogwe sesifike esikhathini se-resistance where we must stand up sithi ayinto le kayiyindawo thina sicina lapha asisakhulumisani size silungise lolu hlelo. I think sesifanele sifike kuleso sikhathi where i-resistance njengomunye umlaleli umzili ukuthi abantu bavele sebethi bona kathi e-Libya balungisa njani okwabo, kathi e-Egypt benza kanjani. Yikho osofanele sifike khona, akula nenye indlela. Ngokuthi sihambe kuhlelo lwama-elections, sifike silokhu siphonona, singene sidliwe kuleyo election, bese siphuma sikhonone njalo, kakubasizi abantu bakithi. Abantu bakithi, they want a solution. And in this case, i-solution ikhanya ingendlela eyi-one. The legal comfort that is remaining for our people, enale encane nje, we must sacrifice it now and stand up peacefully and refuse and say, sikunala, izeki kayihambe lo mgabe wayo.
So ngicela ukuthi nje ubukuba ke kamnandi sibili kakhulu ngesintu phonga ukuthi just less than a minute ngesikhiwa phonga cha khona.
I think we have reached a boiling point in our country where we cannot go any further complaining and mourning about Zeke and ZANU-PF stealing elections. We have come to a boiling point where we are saying enough is enough. If the people of Libya did it, if the people of Tunisia, Egypt, and other countries, who are Africans, by the way, did it, why can't we do it also? We must get to a point where we sacrifice the legal comfort that is remaining and stand up and say, enough is enough. Peacefully, we resist ZANU-PF and ZEC.
Thank you so much. Stand on the line there. Stay on the line, sorry. Silo Mazulu, lapha usecinga necholojo. Mazulu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Yeah, kunjani necholojo kola ngapha?
Hayi, kurayithi, kuthisa kuphela.
Akutsho ke nanti udaba Mazulu.
Hayi, mina ngiyakuzwa konke lokho kukhulunywa ngabantu. Abantu siphonga ukukhuluma ngomlomo. Khona ukuthi ngabe abantu siyarejista siyevota, sikhiphe phela nezane sithi kasiyifuni. Ayikhona ukuyikhipha ngomlomo.
Nxa ufika khona ngale usesazama ukuyabhalisa, uzokuthiwa ibizo lakho singeke salifaka ngoba awula i-proof of residence. Pho kumele wenzeni Mazulu?
Kufanele uyodinga i-proof of residence. Vele siyakwazi sonke elizweni lakithi ukuthi nxa usiyabhalisa ukuvota uhamba nesithupha kumbe ne-passport kumbe ne-ID yakho.
Ye, so ke akukhulume nabantu beZimbabwe ukubatshele sibili ukuthi kumele kwenziweni nxa ufuna uyarejista.
Benzerejesta abantu bakithi singakhulumi ngomlomo sokwesithizana umgabi izana umgabi asambeni sonke ngobune siyerejesta sivote siyenzele kwesikufisayo.
Nxa bangawalela ke Mazulu khona ngale befike bethi hayi sibone ngazani akuhambi kuhle, kumele ucine usenzani kodwa?
Hayi, kumele ngibambe ngamandla ngidinga ibizo lami ngize ngilithole ukwenzela ukuthi ngivote ngoba vele ndesifiso sokuvota ngikhiphe izana.
Kodwa wena usubhalisile yini khona ngapha etsholojo?
Akukafiki kithi ngapha etshilizina.
Bathini?
Ai asigezwa bengizwe abantwana besikolo ngibeya bekhuluma bethi kuthiwa siyaqala mhlaka 22 ukubhalisa esikolo.
Wesikolo isikolo kuthiwa kuyini?
Ngiyahamba ngiyobhalisa.
Ye, kuthiwa kuyini isikolo senu?
Ithirizina school.
Oh, ithirizina,
eh?
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Phosele ukugcina amaZulu.
Hayi, ngiyakukhuthaza abantu bakithi. Sikhuthaneni so ubona nje siyavoti kakhulu thina abantu abangomama siyephulela amalungelo kakhulu so kumele siyevota siwine kwezele ukuthi sithole ilungelo lethu.
Sibonge kakhulu Mazulu, ungathinda kusasa Ntombendala.
Hayi, ngibonile baba.
Ye, kuhle kunjalo. So that was Mazulu, she's in Cholojo and she's saying that they are going to start the registration exercise sometime this week. So, but she's very concerned about Zimbabweans. She says, Zimbabweans talk too much and too little, you know. So she says, go and register to vote, period. And people know what to carry, you know. Says, you know, it's an ID, proof of residence. Why not carry those if you can have them? So do that, according to her. Yeah.
Regai tichi zokere kuna va Monzora. Va Monzora, tukura watu wano watu tanga kunyores kwa murukuru zira enyuanu kuti vaende kuno nyoresa. Chicha muru kuda kuti chitange chanyazo itwa kuti zinzi vanu waku nyores kwa munezwa kanaka pasina mutauro.
Chekutanga tuna kuti vanu vacho vaende zitupa wate kunyoresa. Chechipiri tiri kuti isu irikunzi proof of residence iyi munhu ngaangonyora tsamba yake inotaura kuti anogara kati zvekuti zvodirwa nemalawyers izvi kupedza nguva zvavo ikoko saka ndokurudzira tarasvika kuita kuzeki kuti munhu anofanira kuregistra ngaakwanise kuregistra asi zvatiri kunyanya kutaurawo ndezvekuti vanhu vedu ngavaende kuenda kuvhota angowana mukana ngaaite prioritize kuenda kunoregistra kuvhota ndiyo chete nzira yatinobvisa nayo hurumende iyi nokuti tikaregedza kunovhota zvakare vanongodzokazve ivo vana mugabe avo votiurayira nyika yedu zvakare asi zvatinyanya kudawo isu ndezvekuti masenda acho awande mavota registration center acho awande nokuti takabvumirana kuti panoregistra munhu ndo paanovhotera saka zvikoro kwavanovhotera padhuze pane kwavari kuendeswa kumadhisitrikti uko saka munhu anongofamba pachikoro panofamba mwana wake vechikoro achienda osvika oipapo takabvumirana zvakare kuti registration iyi pasenda imwe naimwe pachikoro kana pakliniki imwe naimwe inofanira kutora 16 days vanhu vachirejistwa ipapo asi hatisina vimbo yokuti zeki ichaita zvayakataura asi toda kuti tizivise ruzhinji kuti toda kuti tinoenda kunovhota asi patinoti taakuda kuita action munhu wese ngatipinde sitriti macho tigodemonstrata kuti vanhu vezimbabwe havachadi madhistoro ari kuitwa nechihurumende ichi tiri kuda sarudzo dzakachena tiri kuda mutungamiri anosarudzwa nesarudzo dzakachena kwete mutungamiri anosarudzwa zvekeaa
tinotenda zvikuru vamonzora regai tiende kuvateereri totanga namukoma Donald makadii mukoma Donald
ndofara mukoma Blessing makadii kona mukoma Chris ikoko
namukoma Gibbs aiwa tiri right zvedu
namukoma Gibbs ya
right mukoma Donald tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
ndoda kukwazisa vamonzora ndoda inyaya ndiri kuona pandoda kuti pakaita era huru chaiyo chaiyo mukoma Blessing era iri kuitika vanhu vekuzimbabwe tinoita sekuti tinongova tinongo hatizi kuti tinofunga sei kana kuti tinoona sei tinoonera zvinhu padhuzedhuze nyaya huru iripo apa ndida kutaura kuna honorable vedu vamonzora nyaya yakaitika misteki ndeyekuti pakutenda mishini yekuchina ndo pakataa kaita misteki vangade vakatoratidzira vakatoti no demalog iyi vangade vakapa demalog yekugermany identification system ndopakade pakatanga nyaya ipopa vangade vakazviramba zvi zvakazivwa kuti matenda upo wachina ndopavangade vakatanga kuramba asi muri kuona maproblems zvakaitika kunzi munhu unoita 18 minutes achiregistra vamwe vanoita 4 minutes
ngoma Donald rinogona kunge risiri dambudziko remushina asi kuti maybe vanhu vacho havana kunzidziswa nekuti vanga vakunzi 2 days amuone here kuti pamwe vamugabe vanenge vakakurumidza kumedza kutsenga vachada pavakati zeki ngaitange kunyoresa vanhu iyo zeki ichirudzidzisa vanhu
Eh, ndezvimwe izvozvo zvekuti vakazongomanyira kutaura madays, but pasati pava neurongwa hwakatidasa-dasa hwekuti zvinhu zvarongeka here zvekuti zvingakwanisa kuzodi kuzoti vanhu vanyorese zvichibuda panguva iyoyo yavanenge vatara. Duration period yavakatara idoko, tichiona kuti zvinhu zvazvi zvaungana, hadi mukuona. Ende tichasa ukama hwemusangano unonzi weZANU PF neChina, musangano ukama hwakabva kare hwechipasi chigare. Ndokuti ipapo ndopavangade vakaona vana vamozora kutika apa ndopavangade vakatanga kungoramba vanhu voratidzira sakaizvoita vanhu vekuno South Africa. Tingaita kangovaramba kungoti hano iGermany ngaipo ichitenda chete izvi zvokuzoti vabvuma kozvino vako iye kumakoti handioni chibudirira kungotambawo nenguva hapana chinobudirira mukoma Blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald, tinotenda. That's Donald. Thank you so much. Donald is saying that the first mistake was to allow ZEC to procure these BVR kits from China. He's saying that it should have gone to a German company.
So he believes that these are Xinjiangs, eh?
Indeed. He says China is too close to ZANU-PF and, you know, they can be tampered with.
Yes, but I'm going to talk about Usbakuluri. Usbakuluri.
Mpila ninjani?
Mpila kakhulu isikhathi dukodwa ke iphosela kuba.
Ya mina ngiba nombuzo ukuthi okay indestopa nebet. Proof of resident usebhuku nemvumo yini ukuthi ayibhale yena ayifake istempu sakhe yamfakazeli.
Ye kunjalo.
Okay, into engiyidingayo nje ukuthi ngingashoni ngithi ma ngihambe indawo eziningi.
So kodwa uyabuyela ekhaya yini ukuthi uyekwenza khona?
Ngiyakufuna ukuyavota engikhathele ngokhulu manje.
Abantu bathini kodwa ukuthi bayayibhalisa baphinde babuyele e-South? Akuzobahluphe khona.
Inkinga ebantwini abatsha mbona bekhala kakhulu bathi noma singavota uzariga. So bona bebengafuna ukuyavota ngoba uvele ujwayele ukuriga. Kutsho ukuthi abantu bona bafuna ukuzivisela endaweni endala lizabebelo bethi akuqedwa lutho ngomlomo.
Po manje kumele kwenziweni
sibakhulu. Okay, ukuvota yikho embona kulungile ukuthi sihambe sivote sifone ukuthi yaqikelela into yakhe ukuriga o kanjani since start isini step.
Hayi ke siyabonga mnumzana ongadinwa kusasa.
Okay.
Yes, so he's asking one fundamental question. If you have a birth certificate or and an ID card, are you allowed to vote to vote, you know? Says maybe not, but then can you consult your crawl head? You know, in terms of, you know, him writing something for you to say you stay in a certain place. So then my response was, perhaps yes.
Va Monzora, manzwa zviri kutaurwa nemwe muteereri wedu uyu kuti mungadzokorora zvinodiwa kuti uende kunoregister. Anga achiti ne birth certificate unganyoresi.
Yeah, birth certificate, ID card, and then can you approach your crawl head?
Okay.
To say, can I have a proof of residence?
Va Monzora.
Kana ya chekutanga ndechekuti kana uri chitupa chako chisina kunyorwa kunzi alien chisina a uyauya unogona kungoenda nechitupa chete neproof of residence yako hapana need ye birth certificate saka proof of residence iyi tsamba yakasabhuku inoita tsamba yakanzela inoita affidavit raunonyora iwewe uchiti ndinogara pakati rodhindwa naCommissioner of Courts rinoita zvakare. So kana tsamba yemagetsi, tsamba yemvura, tsamba yefoni inongoratidza zita rako neadres yako iproof of residence zvakare. Asi kana chitupa chako china au alien uya tinoda kuti vanoda kuziva kuti uri chizvarwa cheZimbabwe here. Saka vanoda birth certificate rako rinoratidza kuti wakabarwa muZimbabwe. Saka ndipo chete paunoenda nebirth certificate rako kana chitupa chako china euya.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, maybe you can just...
Yeah, mlalazo kokuqina nje kuphela, just to say what is the next step. 10 seconds. think Ms. Amlala is out there.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. We want to thank our guests this evening, MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora, and also Mr. Fortune Mlalazi of the People's Democratic Party. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer, signing off and saying have a blessed evening. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.